Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, Paul. Nick, would you like to weigh in, please?
Like Paul said to you, I mean, I'm on the board with whatever the user council agrees to, but dealing with potential issues, one I could think of at the top of my head, you know, if we push it down the road, you know, whether it's a no net gain or gain or not, the system will be limited to the lowest common denominator, in this case, FDMA, regardless of the scenario. So, you know, it only takes one radio to ruin it for the rest. But that's really all I have to ask of it.
Thank you, Nick. And also for the endorsement of this is something that we need to be very cognizant of. The FDMA, the TDMA switchover is something that will benefit us all. Again, the floor is still open for comments, concerns, questions.
John, this is Scott Stormeller. Another possible benefit to doing this is I think from our recent count of radios, there's probably a lot of radios that people are keeping on the systems as spares. Maybe if this policy allowed them to take them off the system, we have whatever more accurate representation of what they were. And if they were later needed to be brought back on the system, they could re-put back on an old radio instead of leaving them active on the system but not used right now because of potential fear that if they need them, they wouldn't be able to put them back on. So I think this would help Paul's effort to get people to remove the old radios from the system. They can hang on to them if they need to go back on, as long as I think the intent of this was don't buy a new radio that's not TDMA capable. If you reutilized an existing radio and had to put it back on, I don't think that was the real intent of the policy. It was just to make sure people weren't buying new radios that were not TDMA capable. So I'm in favor of this and in favor of encouraging people to take any spares off the system so we have a more accurate count and representation of how many radios are being used.
Thank you very much, Scott. I appreciate that note as well, a note of endorsement, and the reminder of if we've got a radio sitting in the closet that we're not using, we're not going to be using, it helps us all to start spring cleaning, so to speak. I see Scott Nelson has his hand up. Scott?
Yeah, I'm just reading the intention of the change here. allowing users to replace non-functional radios or upgrade older non-TDMA radios to more current non-TDMA radios. So we're not talking about buying another non-TDMA radio for the arsenal. Is that correct?
I'm going to let Chief Berrien answer that, but I believe that's correct. Chief?
My intention was to just write language so that basically the radios that exist in our system right now or have existed on the system could be reused on the system as long as we weren't adding to our FDMA numbers. I wouldn't want somebody to be buying stuff from outside the state of Alaska, bringing it in and adding. It was just a case of right now, those of us that have forward budgeted enough that we're getting radios in, TDMA radios in, we've got a lot of FDMA, and we could give those to organizations that could better use them in place of what they're currently using. The case that specifically brought this up is we've got a pile of about roughly 30 Motorola 5000s that we could replace Motorola 1500s with. So that's pretty much what we're looking for the particular organization. It's not mine. It's one of the users here in town.
Okay, that I understand. But I mean, for like my organization, it sounds like if I wanted to, I could take my older non-TDM radios, which I have some, and take them off the network and add brand new non-TDMA radios, which would be foolhardy. But I mean, it sounds like I could do that.
Well, so I think the original.
I'm I thought sorry. I thought that's why I put the caveat in there that the replaced radio would have to have been, where was it? Any radio involved would have to be previously active on the Almar system. So whatever radio you're using would have had to been on the Almar system to begin with.
Got any other questions or comments regarding that?
I know that answers my questions. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for the update, Chief.
John, again, back to kind of what I was saying. You can reutilize radios that people had on the system that already got upgraded, but you can't buy a new one that's not TDMA. You can't buy off of eBay somebody's from, you know, somewhere else and put it on the system.
So. Okay. Yeah, that's why I want to clarify, because I mean, we are going to TDMA one way or the other. You know, you could be drug kicking and screaming, or you can gradually do it. But yeah, it's happening.
Any other questions, comments, or concerns? Well, I appreciate everybody's participation in the discussion. What I'd like to do is just get a quick view of how the vote would go before I ask if we need to take an actual vote by numbers. So do I have anybody that would vote no to this proposal? I hear nobody in dissent, and I see no hands going up. Paul, Mary, I would like to make sure that I'm doing this correctly. Can I just accept that as a motion to approve?
Mr. Chair, this is Paul. That is correct.
I appreciate that.
No one voted in the negative.
Well, excellent. Chief? Thank you so very much, and we approve the motion for the Alaska User Council, and we can move on to other business. Thank you very much. The floor is still open for new business.
Hi, this is Bart Meinhardt with Anchorage Fire. So I'm responsible for reviewing, in fire prevention, I review all the fire system plans. So I'm responsible for reviewing, you know, when new BDAs come into Anchorage. Currently, the last BDA that was installed in Anchorage was in 2009, as far as we know, and that was in the airport out there. Currently, there are approximately 4 to 6 BDAs that we know of out at the airport area between North and South Terminal. And then we've got one at the Nesbitt Courthouse and one at Cook Inlet Pretrial down there. So there's very few in Anchorage. We do possibly expect maybe one additional coming in the next couple, 3 years. There's supposed to be a couple of high-rise buildings coming in downtown. But, you know, with the construction progress in Anchorage, it's very little activity on that side. And we've had really no complaints in Anchorage of radio coverage issues. State of Alaska currently is in the process of adopting the 2024 IFC requirements. The city is probably not going to look at that until sometimes this fall for starting the process for adoption. And that'll bring in, you know, one of the new NFPAs, the 2022 edition of NFPA 1225, the standard for emergency services communications, into the reference standards out there. So, you know, as we start evaluating the buildings, we'll probably start reevaluating a few of the larger buildings, but we don't expect much change on the system in Anchorage at this point.
Thank you very much for that update. Are there any questions regarding the BDA topic, what we have at Anchorage, what we're planning to do in the future regarding the new fire codes?
the Anchorage ones are supporting the AWARN frequencies, or most likely they're just AWARN EDAs?
Nothing I know.
So they're
probably the
Well, you know,
the airport? I don't know anything about the airport. That's not EDA. I don't know what they're doing at the airport.
There is a AWARN EDA out there. There was a VHF EDA out there, but it's been removed. It was hooked to the airport VHF site, and we took that out. That obviously meant the EDA wasn't in good anymore, and the airport fire was using the AWARN anyway. So
we've never done anything with them.
I think when the one went in the courthouse here in Anchorage, we did it for both AWARN and AMMR, but.
So those on the line, that was Mr. Stormo and Mr. Newman discussing the BDAs there.
And I've been kind of kicking around and asking, it looks like from what I can see online that you're supposed to get, if you're putting in a BDA, you're supposed to get permission from the license holder. So I don't know that that's been happening, and I'm not sure that we've got a process in place to make sure it happens, other than we've kind of been asking for people to do a change order if they do it. So. I get, the only thing I'll make to that is if you know you're putting in a BDA, or if you're, and I suppose, Paul, you could talk to some of the vendors, because they should know that as well. If they're installing a BDA, they should be getting permission from the, I think, the buyer side, plus permission from the frequency holder. So.
Thank you, Mr. Minor. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much. Still a new business. Mr. Richter, you had your hand up earlier. Bruce?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, thank you for that. Just two items I wanted to share. Number one, thanks to the AOMAR team. Last month, FEMA Region 10 held a three-day large rehearsal concept exercise for a future 64 earthquake scenario in South Central Alaska. And Paul, Scott, and Nick came down and participated the opening morning of that event. Emergency management from Kodiak, Valdez, Anchorage, Soldotna, and the Kenai Borough were all participants as well. And I think everybody kind of had their eyes open to what a powerful tool AOMAR would be to coordinate some of that emergency response if we're ever in the scenario where FEMA Region 10 and State of Alaska Division of Emergency Management are trying to coordinate help into the state and into the region. So again, thank you for being visible and for getting out and participating like that. And then I also wanted to just pass on kudos for the AOMAR user training videos on your website. I shared that link in those videos with some of our team back at National Headquarters in Arlington, and got great feedback on how user-friendly they were and how informative they were. So great job to the team that put that together. That's all I had.
Bruce, thank you very much. I appreciate that. We're still in new business, and I open the floor for any other new business that you'd like to bring up. Before I call for an adjournment, the next meetings are currently scheduled for June 5th and July 3rd. And this time I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, Keith Berrien.
Thank you, Keith.
This is Tammy, I'll second.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And everybody have a great afternoon.